The Secret Diary of Adrian Mole, Age 13¾, by Sue Townsend. Pages 122 to 124.
Thursday, January the 1st. Bank holiday in England, Ireland, Scotland, and Wales. These are my New Year's resolutions. 1. I will help the blind across the road. 2. I will hang my trousers up. 3. I will put the sleeves back on my records. 4. I will not start smoking. 5. I will stop squeezing my spots. 6. I will be kind to the dog. 7. I will help the poor and ignorant. 8. After hearing the disgusting noises from downstairs last night, I have also vowed never to drink alcohol. My father got the dog drunk on cherry brandy at the party last night. If the RSPCA hear about it, he could get done. 8 days have gone by since Christmas Day, but my mother still hasn't worn the green Lurex apron I bought her for Christmas. She will get bath cubes next year. Just my luck. I've got a spot on my chin for the first day of the new year. Friday, January the 2nd. Bank holiday in Scotland. Full moon. I felt rotten today. It's my mother's fault for singing My Way at 2 o'clock in the morning at the top of the stairs. Just my luck to have a mother like her. There is a chance my parents could be alcoholics. Next year, I could be in a children's home. The dog got its own back on my father. It jumped up and knocked down his model ship, then ran into the garden with the rigging tangled in its feet. My father kept saying, 3 months' work down the drain, over and over again. The spot on my chin is getting bigger. It's my mother's fault for not knowing about vitamins. Saturday, January the 3rd. I shall go mad through lack of sleep. My father has banned the dog from the house, so it barked outside my window all night. Just my luck. My father shouted a swear word at it. If he's not careful, he will get done by the police for obscene language. I think the spot is a boil. Just my luck to have it where everybody can see it. I pointed out to my mother that I hadn't had any vitamin C today. She said, go and buy an orange then. This is typical. She still hasn't worn the Lurex apron. I will be glad to get back to school. Sunday, January the 4th. Second after Christmas. My father has got the flu. I'm not surprised with the diet we get. My mother went out in the rain to get him a vitamin C drink, but as I told her, it's too late now. It's a miracle we don't get scurvy. My mother says she can't see anything on my chin, but this is guilt because of the diet. The dog has run off because my mother didn't close the gate. I have broken the arm on the stereo. Nobody knows yet, and with a bit of luck, my father will be ill for a long time. He is the only one who uses it, apart from me. No sign of the apron. Monday, January the 5th. The dog hasn't come back yet. It is peaceful without it. My mother rang the police and gave a description of the dog. She made it sound worse than it actually is. Straggly hair over its eyes and all that. I really think the police have got better things to do than look for dogs, such as catching murderers. I told my mother this, but she still rang them. Serve her right if she was murdered because of the dog. My father is still lazing about in bed. He is supposed to be ill, but I noticed he is still smoking. Nigel came round today. He has got a tan from his Christmas holiday. I think Nigel will be ill soon from the shock of the cold in England. I think Nigel's parents were wrong to take him abroad. He hasn't got a single spot yet. Tuesday, January the 6th. Epiphany. New Moon. The dog is in trouble. It knocked a meter reader off his bike and messed all the cards up. So now we will all end up in court, I expect. A policeman said we must keep the dog under control and asked how long it had been lame. My mother said it wasn't lame and examined it. There was a tiny model pirate trapped in its left front paw. The dog was pleased when my mother took the pirate out and it jumped up the policeman's tunic with its muddy paws. My mother fetched a cloth from the kitchen, but it had strawberry jam on it where I had wiped the knife, so the tunic was worse than ever. The policeman went then. I'm sure he swore. I could report him for that. I will look up epiphany in my new dictionary. Wednesday, January the 7th. Nigel came round on his new bike this morning. It has got a water bottle, a millimeter, a speedometer, a yellow saddle, and very thin racing wheels. It's wasted on Nigel. He only goes to the shops and back on it. If I had it, I would go all over the country and have an experience. My spot, or boil, has reached its peak. Surely it can't get any bigger. I found a word in my dictionary that describes my father. It is malingerer. He is still in bed guzzling vitamin C. The dog is locked in the coal shed. Epiphany is something to do with the three wise men. Big deal. Thursday, January the 8th. Now my mother has got the flu. This means that I have to look after them both. Just my luck. I have been up and down the stairs all day. I cooked a big dinner for them tonight. 2 poached eggs with beans and tin semolina pudding. It's a good job I wore the Lurex apron because the poached eggs escaped out of the pan and got all over me. I nearly said something when I saw that they hadn't eaten any of it. They can't be that ill. I gave it to the dog in the coal shed. My grandmother is coming tomorrow morning, so I had to clean the burnt saucepans, then take the dog for a walk. It was 11:30 before I got to bed. No wonder I am short for my age.